It's Tuesday, the 23rd of December, and with your 7 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbian. The domestic economy grew by 1.9% in the third quarter, slightly below last year's 2.1%, driven mainly by a 4.1% rise in the services sector. Financial services and wholesale, as well as retail trade, supported growth, reflecting continued but moderate economic momentum. Economist Almandro Janssen from Simonis Storm.
Looking ahead, we see that tourism and service sectors still remain resilient, while above normal rainfall linked to La Nina is expected to support agriculture end of 2025, Q4, and heading into 2026, providing some cyclical relief. In summary, we see that 2025 may not be the breakout year, but it can still lay out to be the groundwork for the years to come with more inclusive growth for the next 4 to 5 years, that economic growth could really pick up and need be that Namibia can continue this trajectory with all of the big discoveries that have been found in Namibia, and that can really just stimulate Namibia's economy further.
The Namibia Revenue Agency has cautioned that importers who fail to settle outstanding deferred VAT balances may have their accounts suspended. Namras Tonateni Shidudu, Manager of Strategic Communications and Stakeholder Engagements, said affected importers must pay VAT upfront at customs and clear any arrears to avoid disruptions.
Namra has observed abuse of this facility, with taxpayers continuously deferring without settlement. And as a result, accounts with outstanding amounts will be suspended for non-compliance. What does this mean? This means goods or consignments belonging to importers with suspended accounts will not be allowed to enter the country and will be stopped at points of entry. Namra is therefore urging importers to make the necessary arrangements as a matter of urgency.
Veiko Nekundi, the Works and Transport Minister, has called on road users to stay vigilant and patient this festive season. His appeal follows the report of over 4,000 road accidents nationwide for this year. News on One's Beatrice Samutenya.
Responding to questions by News on One, Nekundi said everyone who will be finding themselves on the roads must follow the rules and put safety first. News on One also reached out to Oshana Regional Police Commander, Commissioner Naftal Zakaria, who cautioned road users to avoid driving under influence of alcohol.
The police force, you know, Oshana region will be all over the place. Traffic law enforcement is part of our strategy, and we have got no doubt that we have got it covered.
African Export-Import Bank and Ayers Energy from Nigeria, according to Reuters, have signed a $750 million financing agreement to strengthen the energy company's capital structure and fund its field development programs. The dual-tranche senior secured reserve-based lending facility arranged by Afriksim Bank will provide liquidity to support Ayers Energy's growth as it seeks to expand oil and gas production, with Afriksim Bank serving as lead arranger, facility agent and security agent. Internationally, Denmark has summoned the U.S. ambassador after U.S. President Donald Trump's appointment of a special envoy to Greenland, as reported by our Ira Spitzer. The U.S. president has repeatedly expressed interest in taking over the island, angering the Danish government, which has controlled Greenland for centuries.
On Sunday, U.S. President Trump announced the appointment of Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry as a special envoy to Greenland, writing in a Truth Social post that Landry understands how essential Greenland is to our national security. That prompted an angry response from the prime ministers of Denmark as well as Greenland, an autonomous territory with Danish backing. In a joint statement, the two leaders stressed that you cannot annex another country, not even with an argument about national security.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.